Auction Whammies is even bigger and better than ever. It's time to press your luck and play Whammy. Let's meet today's players.
Hi, I'm Chad from Baton Rouge, Louisiana, and I want to win big bucks and take my wife on a second honeymoon.
Hi, I'm Jamie from Silver Spring. I'm a student, and I want to win big bucks so that I can start my illustration business.
I'm Michelle. I'm originally from Okinawa, Japan. I'm a stay-at-home mom, and I want to win a Suzuki for my husband.
Woo! Please welcome our host, Todd Newton.
Thank you very much, Gary Kroger. Hello, everybody. Good to see you. Welcome to Whammy, where you can spin your way into some big bucks and some great prizes, too, may I add. Let's look at these three players right here. You ready to press your luck?
Ready.
Yes,
yeah,
yes, ready. Yes, that's what we like. Well, here's how we're going to get things started for you, since you're all a little money hungry. Going to give you each $1,000 to get the ball rolling today. Now, remember that you can add to your totals by taking a chance right there. That is our big game board. Lots of money, lots of prizes on there, but also lots of whammies. Land on a whammy, and he's going to come out here, take all your cash, all your prizes, and deposit them into his own big bank. And speaking of giving away money while we're doing that, let's go ahead and deposit $3,000 into the big bank now. Now, friends, remember that you can whammy the whammy by landing on Big Bank right up there. Do that. I'll ask you a question. Get the question right. You've got everything that's in the Big Bank, okay? And on top of all of this excitement, believe it or not, you can win a car. Here's Gary to tell you all about it.
Thanks, Todd. It's the sporty Suzuki Aereo SX with 145 horsepower. In-dash, six-disc CD changer and aluminum alloy wheels from Suzuki.
Thank you, sir. And if you want that car, all you have to do is land on both halves of the car key up there, win the game, and you can drive out of here in style. Now, players, keep in mind, only the player that's in the lead at the end of this first round will have that big advantage in the final round. Remember that. Play well. Have fun. We drew backstage to see who was going to go first. Chad, that is you.
Here we go.
Let's put the big board in motion.
Here we go.
$1,000 to see what you can do.
We want some big bucks. No way. Stop.
Stop it. Big bank. Whoa.
I'm ready.
The confidence that comes from Chad. He hits big bank and he gets one of these.
There you go.
All right.
You ready?
Here we go, Mr. Smooth. You got $1,000. It could become $4,000 if you can answer this question correctly. Listen carefully. For $3,000, Chad, Starbucks coffee was named for the first mate in what classic novel?
I have no idea.
The correct answer is Moby Dick. Moby Dick. Starbucks was first mate in Moby Dick. Hey, as we like to say around here, now you know.
Now
right?
Know.
Now you know. You got $1,000. We'll stay right there for the time being. We come to the lovely Jamie. You've got $1,000 as well. Here comes your first spin.
Okay, come on. No whammies. Big bucks. Stop.
Stop at a woo! Massage all table right. Worth $200. Jamie just made a lot of friends real quick. All right. Michelle, let's come to you. Here comes your first spin.
Big bucks, no whammy. Big bucks, stop.
Stop at $1,000. There we go. $2,000 for Michelle. Players, if I may, introduce you to even more whammies. They are here for one reason and one reason only, to take your money. Chad, we come back to you. $1,000 is currently
all
in
right.
Third place.
We
players, you can freeze now. There you go, Antsy Pants. I know you're in a hurry here. But you can freeze if you want to play it safe.
Oh,
if you
no.
Think, okay,
oh,
all right.
No, we're going to
he'll go.
We line out. Give me the day of the races. Day of the races.
Stop it. Pick a prize. Let's line up the board for Chad. What would you like, Chad? Look at him. He's like a kid at Christmas.
Give me the hammock from my parents.
You want the what?
The hammock for my parents.
The hammock for your parents. Very well. That is valued at $300. $1,300 total for you, Chad.
Right.
Let's come to Jamie. You want to freeze with $1,200 or press your luck?
Okay. Let's go. No whammies. Big bucks. Come on in. Stop.
And a shower CD player. So you can do some singing there, Jamie. That's worth $200. Takes you to $1,400, Jamie. And it brings us on down to Michelle, who's currently in the lead with $2,000. You want to freeze or
I'm
press your
press
luck?
My luck?
Okay.
Big bucks.
Stop at $500. Michelle is really rolling. Let's put more whammies up on the board. Here they come. Boom, boom. The ever familiar sound. Chad, we're back to you. We're in third place with $1,300. What are you going to do?
I got
to
press my luck.
Okay.
I got to press my luck. Come on. Give me Dad the races. Dad the races. Dad, stop.
Stop at Big Bank again. Folks at home, do it with me. We call that the Chad Big Bang Shuffle. All right, Chad. $3,000 in the Big Bank. This could put you in the lead if you answer this question correctly. Here it goes. Chad, according to Guinness Book of World Records, if you lived in the most expensive city in the world, then in what country do you live?
United States.
For $3,000, the correct answer is Japan. You would live in Japan. Tokyo, pretty expensive. That's where you'd be. You'd be in Japan. All right, Chad, we'll get you. Would you like to pick a category for your next Big Bang question, make things a little easier? All right. Man. Jamie, we come down to you. $1,400. You want to freeze or press your luck?
I'm going to go ahead and press
Let's go. Okay.
No, no whammies, please. No whammies. Stop.
Stop it, oh. All right, Jamie, down to zero you go. I am so glad you people at home didn't see me dancing to that song. That would have been... I forgot we were on TV there for a moment. All right, Jamie, your money goes bye-bye into the Big Bank. New total there at $4,400. You are out of this first round, but you're certainly not out of the game. Michelle, we come to you. Now it's just you and Chad. You're in the lead with $2,500. You want to freeze or press your luck?
I'm freezing.
She wants to freeze. All right, you are frozen. There you go at $2,500. Chad, look up there. More whammies coming at you on the board now. And remember, Chad, it's just you. You trail Michelle by $1,200. You want to freeze and play it safe, or you want to
go? We gotta go. We gotta go. All right. Big butt, no whammy, stop!
Stop and a whammy! This is fierce, Chad. Came out of here, took your $1,300, put it in the Big Bank for a new total there of $5,700. Knocked you out of the round. Here's how it looks. At the end of the first round, Chad, no dollars and a whammy. Jamie, no money, but a whammy. Michelle in the lead with $2,500 and $5,700 in the Big Bank. Hey, the question round? It's coming up right after this. Stay there. Yes, you ready to ask some questions? We're going to do that in just a moment, but first we're going to get to know these three players right here. Chad, going to start with you. Looking to take that second honeymoon, huh?
Yeah, we're going to take a second one.
Where are you looking to go?
Probably back to Hawaii. Went to Hawaii, but we had a good time.
Very nice. All right. Chad, talking about his honeymoon, said we had a good time. All right, good luck to you. Chad, how long have you been married?
Be June will make a year.
Okay, make sure you remember that. You had to think about it. Okay, yeah. Good for you, a newlywed. All right, Jamie, let's go to you. You want some money to start an illustration business.
That's
what kind
right.
of illustrations do you do?
I want to do magazine and book illustrations.
Oh, fantastic. All right, good. Can you draw me?
Sure.
All right, make sure you have the eraser. Jamie, good to see you here, and we wish you all the best with that. Hope you can pick up some big bucks for it. And we move on down the line to Michelle. She's a stay-at-home mom. Yep. May I say, the toughest job out there, no question. And I mean that. How many kids do you have?
I have two.
You have two?
Yes, I do.
Oh, it doesn't get hard till five kids. I thought you had more. All right, no. Kidding. That's great. Excellent. Boy, girl?
One of each.
One of each. Fantastic. All right. Full house.
Yes.
Congratulations.
Thank
Good
you.
To have the three of you here. It is time now for the question round. I will throw out a series of questions. A correct buzz-in answer gets you three spins. A correct multiple-choice answer gets you one spin. And here comes the first question. Good luck, players. Where's Whammy? If Whammy was hanging out in a neighborhood nicknamed Sobe, then in what city would he be? Michelle?
New York City.
Would he be in New York City, Miami Beach, or Laguna Beach? Chad?
New York City.
Jamie?
I'm going to say Miami Beach.
If he was in Sobe, he would be in Miami Beach, South Beach. Soho. Picking up. All right, Chad stays at zero. Jamie, you pick one up for knowing your South Beach lingo. And Michelle stays right there at zero. Next question. Named for an Australian opera singer, what dessert is made with poached peaches and raspberry sauce? I'll give you three choices here. Hopefully we'll wake those sweet teeth up. Is it tiramisu, peach melba, or creme brulee? Chad, what do you think?
Creme brulee.
Jamie?
Peach melba.
Michelle?
Peach melba.
It is indeed peach melba. Thus the poached peaches, see? Chad, you stay right there at zero. Jamie gets one to go to two. Michelle gets one. She goes to one. Players, in business, what animal is traditionally used to indicate a strong stock market? Chad?
Bull.
Is it a bull, a bear, or an ox? Jamie?
Bull.
Bull. Michelle?
Yeah, well, not that we would know these days, but yes, it is bull. It is bull. Chad, you buzz in on that one. You get three, sir. Jamie picks one. You go up to three. And Michelle, one more for you gives you two. Players, according to the famous saying, all is fair in love, Chad?
And war.
And what? Is it war, hate, or kisses? Jamie?
It's war.
Michelle?
War.
Yeah, all's fair in love and war. Chad, three more for you gives you six. Jamie, one more for you gives you four. Another one for Michelle takes her up to three. And here comes the final question. At 124 million sold, the all-time most popular commemorative stamp features the image of what rock and roll icon known for his... Jamie?
Elvis?
Blue suede shoes. Is it Elvis, Little Richard, or Chuck Berry? Chad?
Elvis.
Michelle?
Elvis.
Of course, it was the king, Elvis Presley. All right, Chad, you pick one up. You go to seven. Jamie, three for you there gives you seven to take it to the final round. Michelle, one more gives you four. We will come back, take all those spins to the big board, and try to turn them into some big bucks when Whammy continues. Stay there.
Runners-up will receive this Croton watch, specially designed with the Whammy logo. Croton Watch Company, buying watches since 1878.
Welcome back. Here it is, the final round of Whammy, and something beautiful just happened. Before we came back from commercial, all three of the players looked at each other and said, good luck. Good luck. Now, don't get sentimental. We know they didn't mean it, but it was nice to do. I mean, it's a nice change. All right, players, look right up there. Over $100,000 in cash and prizes, and like always, some whammies and even some double whammies ready to grab everything and put them in the big bank, which stands at $5,700. If you find yourself with four whammies, you will find yourself out of the game. We don't want that. What we do want is for you to hit the big bank and answer the question correctly, because then you have whammied the whammy. Keep in mind, only the player that's in the lead at the end of the game gets to keep all their cash and all of their prizes. And in this round, you can pass your spins. All right? It's going to be good. Michelle, you'll be going last here. You've got $2,500. Chad and Jamie tied at zero, tied with seven spins apiece. So we go to the player furthest to my left. Chad, that's you. No money, seven spins, one whammy. You ready to get to work here,
we're
boss?
We're ready. We're ready.
Okay.
We're ready.
Let's put the board in motion right for you.
We want some big bucks. No whammies, big bucks.
Stop at $555, or you can spin it again.
All right,
he wants to spin it again. Let's go back to the board.
All right. Big buck, no whammy, stop.
Stop and a whammy.
M&M's.
Bet you wish you could have taken that money, don't you? All right, there's your first whammy, or your second whammy, rather. Knocks you down to zero. Actually, that's where you were. But you have six spins now. We'll see if you can work some magic with that. You ready to get to work?
Let's go back.
Let's see what you can do.
All right. Okay, no whammies. No whammies. Big one, stop.
Stop at 1750. Right, now we're talking, Chad. Second place, five spins to go. Press your luck or pass.
Pressing.
All right.
We're pressing. Big one. No whammy. Stop.
Stop at a kayak worth $2,110.
All right.
You're feeling it now, right?
I'm feeling it.
You're
I'm
in first
good.
Place with $3,860. You have four spins. What would you like to do, sir?
We're pressing. We're going to press them. Big bucks. No whammy.
Stop at a four-poster bed worth $1,359.
All right.
How about a little honeymoon at home with
there
that
There you go.
Thing, right?
There you go.
$5,219. First place, you still have three spins. What you going to do?
Pressing. We're pressing. Big bucks. No whammy. Stop.
Stop at a wine cabinet worth $1,000.
Chad,
you are up to $62.19. You still have two spins. If you pass them, they go down to Michelle.
We're pressing. We're pressing. We're pressing our luck. Big bucks. No whammy. Stop.
Stop at $5.55, or you can spin again. We've been down this road before.
Spin again. Come on. Let's spin it again. All right. No whammies. Big bucks. And stop.
Stop at a whammy. One of the they say? Fool me once, shame on you. Fool me twice, shame on me. Is that the old saying? They got you. Same square, same decision, same whammy practically. Knocked you down to zero. That money goes into the big bank. When the good news is it's up to $11,919. All right. The bad news, Chad, you have three whammies. One more, you're out of this game. What are you going to do with that last spin?
I got to press my luck. I mean. Come on, big bucks. No whammies now. Big bucks, stop.
Stop it. Move one space to $1,200.
Antigua.
Oh, he wants the Antigua trip. All right, you've got it. That is worth $3,380. And for now, Chad, you are in first place.
All right.
Let's go to you, Jamie. No money, but you got seven spins. You want to take your first one now?
Yes, let's go.
Okay.
All right. Okay, no whammies. Come on, big bucks. Stop.
Stop at $555, or you can spin again.
I'm going to take the money.
She's going to take the money. Jamie.
Okay.
That's a smart one you're standing next to there, isn't it? All right. Third place, Jamie. You've got $555, six spins. Press your luck or pass.
Press my luck. Okay. Let's go.
At Flowers by the Month, worth $1,090, Jamie. Put you in third place still with $1,645 and five spins.
Okay, we're going to go on. Let's press my luck. Get big bucks, no whammies.
Stop at $1,750 for Jamie.
All right.
Gives her a new total of $3,395. You are in first place by $15. The perfect opportunity to take a little commercial break, grab our breath, recompose ourselves, and when we come back, we'll find out what she's going to do with those four spins. Will she pass, or will she press her luck? Find out next. All right, we are back. Jamie, all eyes are on you in the lead with $33.95, four spins. You want to press your luck or pass them over here to Chad?
I'm going
to
go ahead and press on. Okay, let's go, big bucks. Come on, no whammies.
Stop at $700.
All right.
New total of $4,095, three spins to go.
Okay, I'm going to press on. No whammies. Come on, big bucks, big bucks. Stop.
Stop at a karaoke party pack worth $1,080. Jamie, you're up to $5,175, clearly in first place with two spins remaining. If you pass them, they go to Chad.
I'm going to press my luck.
Worth $1,600. Jamie, now you're up to $67.75. You've got your last spin here. What's it going to be?
I'm gonna pass it.
You're going to pass?
Yeah,
all right, it comes down here to Chad. Chad, that's a spin you have to take. Let's go to the board now and do just that.
All right, big bucks, no whammies, no whammies, and stop.
Stop at a digital camcorder worth $1,000. That puts you at $43.80. You're in second place now, and then we scoot on down the line to Michelle. Third place, $2,500, four spins. You ready to get to work?
I'm ready.
Okay.
Woo! Come on, no whammies, big bucks, stop!
Stop at $1,100 for Michelle. $3,600, still in third place, three spins. Press your luck or pass.
Press my luck. No whammies, no whammies, stop!
Stop at an entertainment center. That's worth $1,319. $49.19. Now you're in second place.
Okay.
From here on out, if you pass, they go to Jamie. Remember that. What are you going to do?
I'm going to press my luck. Come on, big bucks, no whammy, stop!
Stop, no whammy! All right, Michelle. Down to zero you go. $4,919 goes into the big bank and gives us a new total there of $16,838. Now, needless to say, should you take this last spin, you hit big bank cash in on that. Well, you are our big-time champion. You can press your luck, go to the board. You trail Jamie by $67.75, so you need something that gives you another spin just to keep you alive. Or you can pass to Jamie. What are you going to do?
I'm going to press my luck.
Okay. Let's see what happens. Stop at a double whammy. Hey, Jamie, congratulations. $6,775. Here's Gary Kroger to tell you what you've won.
Jamie, you've won Flowers by the Month provided by Red Envelope. You've also won the Party Pack Karaoke System. It has everything you need for great karaoke entertainment in one compact bag. Fun in the bag with the Party Pack from Sound Choice. www.soundchoice.com. You've also won a pair of 18-karat sapphire and diamond earrings. Put that together with your $3,005 in cash. Your grand total is $6,775.
Thank you so much for joining us, Michelle. Hope you had a good time. Give our love to those kids, okay? And you, sir, take her on the honeymoon anyway.
I'll be on the top.
Good grief. She deserves it, right? Congratulations. You got some great stuff there. Thank you for joining us, everybody. Be back here next time. We love those big butts. We'll see you soon here on Whammy. Bye-bye.